Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to The Fringe of It. I'm Charlotte Jacqueline from Betty.
And I'm Liv Purvis from What Olivia Did.
It's only taken us 16 weeks to perfect an intro.
Oh, we're getting there, aren't we?
Yeah, four months.
I know, we're getting the intro. Next time we will get the upload schedule and we're going to have it all.
So yes, first things first, apologies for no episode last week, but our schedules just didn't allow it.
It was a really busy week. We got together and there was just absolutely not a spare minute.
Well, I got to Liv's house because, let me paint a picture, it was the eve of your 25th birthday. And I got there a little bit late because, quite frankly, I forgot London and how such a pain in the arse it is to travel. And I got to Liv's a little bit late and basically just started sweeping up leaves on the decking.
Yeah, I was like, right, there is no time to waste. And we were like, could we do it after the party? And
I was in no fit state.
Charlotte was not in a fit state to record a podcast. So, yeah. Which brings us back to today, because we got together, we're in Lincoln.
We are, we're in sunny Lincoln. It's actually sunny for once, because I just thought the only weather that Lincoln could do was cloudy and hot. Turns out it can do blue sky and hot.
I'm loving it. I've never been to Lincoln before, but it was...
What's your initial impression?
I really love it, honestly. When I arrived at the station, you gave me a tour. I was just so excited. The cathedral is something else.
It's historical, isn't it?
Oh, that understatement of the year, though. It's absolutely gorgeous. I love the building. I love the building work they've gone for here.
The architecture.
And I've already had some Instagram messages with cafe recommendations as well.
Oh, we're going to hit up the Cheese Society after this.
Oh, well, it's been decided there. I won't be using those.
We'll go to them another time.
But cake for the road.
Well, we can go to two. Always best advice in life is get your savoury from one cafe and get your sweet from another. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket.
That's what I do when I do like city guides. I'm like, well, to spread it out, I'll do lunch, tea, and then cake somewhere else.
Yeah, because how else are you going to know? So let's get on with this week's podcast.
Welcome to The Fringe of It.
Episode number 16. What have you been up to, Liv? How you been? Tell us all about it. It's a long old catch up.
I know. Did you hear the deep breath then? I went like audibly exhaled.
Has it been that bad?
It's been a fine old week. It's been love. I had a lovely birthday. I turned 25. Which I love a birthday.
I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
I'm definitely someone that is not one to shy away from a good birthday.
I know.
Milk it.
You know when you meet those people who just aren't fussed about their birthday and it just makes you feel like the most self-centred, obsessed...
This is me.
Princess.
Every year. Like, yeah. I know people that are just like, yeah.
And every year, I'm like, not going to make a big deal out of my birthday this year. Not going to make a big deal. And then the weeks before it, I just can't help myself.
That's what happened this year. I was like, do you know what? I'm going to have a meal. I'm going to have five people to a meal.
Five?
Joe and I will just go out for a civil meal. No, 25 people later, I'm like, house party!
It was great. I don't have any other words apart from thoroughly enjoyed myself.
I can't help myself. I just feel like, I think I invite a few people, then I'll be like, no, I can't just do a few people. Invite a few more, then you're like, well, it's like a wedding. You're like, oh, I have to invite them, can I invite them?
I can't wait for the actual wedding.
I love inviting everyone. It's a big social get.
I know, and what was great was I didn't ask you who was coming, so every time somebody walked through the door, I was like, ah! Sorry, that would have really hurt people's ears.
I feel like at one point in total modesty, I was like, oh, it's like a party at Gatsby's, isn't it?
I was drinking like it was a party at Gatsby's. All the fizzy wine for the mum, please.
Like a budget Gatsby's party with like less people and less excitement and drama.
I thought there was loads of excitement when those 14 pizzas turned up from Franca Manca.
Oh my God, that was one that they arrived in two batches.
Quite frankly, they arrived too late. There was no saving me because I was drinking on an empty stomach.
I did learn though that if you are doing that at a party, if you're catering for a party by ordering pizza, order pizzas with toppings no one else likes, because thankfully my favourite topping on Franco Manca's menu was olive, caper and anchovy.
Oh, I saw that and I was like, really?
And it was the slowest one to go, so I meant I got at least three slices.
Oh my God, I kept such a wide berth from that. The one I really liked was like a cheesy topping.
Oh, was it the one with no tomato?
Yeah, which Well, that's okay. We could be like proper pizza buddies.
Yeah, no, I was just like, I didn't realise it had no tomato on it. I was like, oh.
Too much of the full pizza, but all right, it's half a pizza.
I feel like this is going to lead into today's topic exceptionally well.
Which we've not even discussed shopping on TV. Maybe we just skip straight to
the
topping.
We will come back to today's topping topic today, which is going to be popular theories and or unpopular theories.
We've got quite the list. I totally forgot where I was. So you had a nice week.
Yeah, how was your week? Your week was good. Let's talk about mine.
Yeah, I know. I had a nice week. I went back to Kent and got to visit Whitstable and Deal. Finally, the sun shone. And it was just really lovely. I can't think what else I've been doing. Pottering around my garden. I'm having a lovely time.
I mean, your house is... I'm so excited by
it. Isn't it an adult's house?
It's such a grown-up house. What did you say? It's where Ken and Babs live.
Yeah, let's go around to Ken and Babs for us tea.
It is such a grown-up house. It's got all these rooms and a coat cupboard and a drive.
And a garage.
And a garage. And I've not even been in the garage yet.
That's Jack's domain. And that, don't go in there without an invite.
Oh my God, I won't. But it's just... Like, even looking at the doors now, I'm like, oh, so grown up.
It's a grown-up's house. So, yeah, I've really just been enjoying, because we've been
It's got pulley lights.
Yeah, for some reason, I always live in houses with pulley light switches. Like, I've had one of those since I was a baby.
Oh, I've never lived in a house with one of those.
But the greatest thing is lying in bed and, like, playing with the pulley light switch.
That's really handy. So, I suppose I always have the problem where I'm going to reach my light before I turn off the lights at bed and I can't quite reach it, so I have to wiggle out. You, however, can just... have your light handle.
My light bulb. But you don't have the big light on, so somehow I need to hook it up to the lamps. Oh, a lamp system, imagine. Pull on-demand lamps on. If it was up to me, all big lights would be banished.
Oh my God, how old are you?
Yeah, but they're just, why? Actually, to be fair, they're quite good for painting your nails. And if you've lost a contact lens.
Big lights. Whenever I go home and Joe's got the big lights on, mortified. I'm like, turn the big lights off.
I'll come without a doubt. There we go. Brain's not functioning. Without a doubt, Jack will have the big lights on if he's on his own.
My dad's got a thing about
it's big a man
lights.
Thing. Maybe I don't want to generalize.
I cannot stand big lights unless it's absolutely integral.
Like, it's the end of the world.
Bathroom's fine.
No, bathrooms should have softer lighting. Because if you're sick, you know when you're not well?
Yeah, it's like going into A&E.
I just don't know why we've got to have such abrasive lighting in bathrooms.
Big lights. I've got a problem with big lights.
Oh, well, this would also work for the segment later.
Oh, it really would. Yeah. Well, okay, so your week's been good, my week's been good. Shall we get on to television?
I have been so excited to talk to you about TeleTalk because, well, I just feel like it's going to be the biggest debate we've ever had. Love Island.
I've just remembered I've forgotten to say something about my journey here, and it's not going to fit in anywhere.
go on.
I'll just tell you anyway.
Squeeze it in. TeleTalk.
I found this a bit offensive, actually. I sat down on the train this morning on the way to Lincoln, and I had a table seat, and I think I felt quite self-conscious. I sat down on my Leon porridge with banana, honey and berries. It's quite full. And the lady opposite me got out her grapes, her ham and cheese croissant and a bottle of Coke.
Oh, a bit much early in the morning.
And went to move seats and took her reserved seat with her. And we hadn't even been on the train for 5 minutes and she moved. And I was like,
Oh, yeah, that's a bit awkward.
And I was like, why have you moved already?
Had you sat directly opposite her?
I was in my seat, which was directly opposite
I was in my seat. Rebel Purvis.
I was in my seat.
This is my allocated seat, which I have pre-booked.
I was just like, social etiquette there. I was like, I thought she should have said, if it was me, if I was insistent on moving opposite, I'm sorry, I'm just going to sit over there, I need a bit more space.
I don't know what to say.
I know. I was really like, what did I do?
Yeah, because I don't imagine you were on the train, like, causing...
Is my porridge smelly, is the question. I mean, this isn't really a debate that needs to be had, but I was just... I didn't even get to say hi.
I'm so glad that you interrupted Teletalk for that little
anecdote. I was going to tell you when I first walked in, but...
I can see it's been bothering you.
It has. I feel like a weight is lifted now.
It's okay. It was nothing personal. Maybe she was having a bad day, or she was... I've got a friend that hates bananas.
Oh, so have I. Is it the same friend?
I don't think you've ever met my friend, Claire. Okay, she's from Belfast.
Oh, no, it's a different friend. But maybe she didn't like
She that. Hates, but, like, hates bananas.
No, I know.
So maybe the sight of your sliced bananas on top of your porridge is making her feel a bit
ick.
I know,
ick. I'm sorry. I did think that.
Maybe you're the problem. Maybe it wasn't her. Or is that what you were thinking anyway, that you were the problem?
Yeah, that was the first thing I thought anyway, so thanks for really confirming that. Anyway, I can't believe you are not watching it, because I feel like this would be such a fruitful topic to discuss every week.
No, I have to talk about it. So I tuned in for the first episode. Jack's sister was here. Sorry, I know I'm always talking about my Jack's sisters, but literally there's hundreds of them. So Jack's youngest sister was here, my sister-in-law. And she's younger than me, down with the kids. Like, if I need to know, like, what's happening or need to know what a word means or how to use an app, I text Daisy and I'm like, what's going on? So we sat and watched it and, I don't know. It really, really grated on me. Really grated on me.
But I feel like you need to give it a bit of time.
No, but then I started to get into it. But then all the issues that I'd had with it previously for the first 50 minutes, I don't know. I just feel like I could write. I honestly could write a dissertation on Love Island.
I feel like it's so problematic.
So, firstly, the body diversity.
Yeah.
I think for me, that was an issue, and part of me just wants to watch it and like it, and just like not have. Because I read a piece in Stylist about not all TV has to be intellectually challenging. Yeah. And I totally get that, but I think it wasn't so much the fact it wasn't intellectually challenging as it just kind of felt like it was setting all the good work we'd done back by about 30 years. However, honestly, I can't stop analysing Love Island. So then, Laura Jane Williams? Is her middle name Jane? I just had to check there.
Yeah.
She's superlatively Jay. No, what is she on Instagram? Superlatively rude.
I think so.
Oh, goodness gracious, I can't remember. Anyway, Laura Jane Williams, she said on paper she shouldn't like Love Island, but what she said she liked about it is that everyone's dissecting it, and actually, you know... Is it smashing? Oh, I don't know.
We're all talking about the body diversity.
Yeah, I know. And look at me. I've literally got my hands in my face. I'm finding it really stressful. So I wrote down my comments while I was watching it and then also I thought it was really odd. So when the Alex guy came on, who we've all found out is since a bit of a rotter, is he?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So then,
but.
Oh, I know. Well, see, I'm following on Twitter. I don't even want to be following. But I found it odd that the girls couldn't say no when the guy picked them. So, you know, that upset me a bit. And then I decided, because Jack was watching it, I was rather we didn't, because he was really putting a damper on it.
Is Jack into it?
No.
Oh.
Even if he liked it, he wouldn't let himself like it.
Yeah.
And he said, he added up how many hours it's on over the summer and said that is two whole days of your life.
I thought it'd be more. Brilliant.
Oh, is that? You're like, brilliant.
That's it.
So
my God.
My other comments that I wrote was I wanted to go on along and like it, and I did get into it by the end, but it didn't sit well with me the first 40 minutes. So then I'm thinking, am I just going along because the whole nation's talking about it? I am in a moral conundrum.
Oh, see, I mean, there is so many things in it that irritate me, great on me, but I feel like it's like reading a great chick lit book. Like, I just take it for what it is.
I
feel like I'm coming at it from the face value perspective, which isn't always right. And that's how I feel about a lot of things. Like, even when we spoke about the Amy Schumer film.
Yes, yeah.
I'm kind of coming at it from that thing. I'm trying not to... Like, I think I was probably more analytical about that film than you were.
Yes,
in terms of how I was like... In terms of diversity and her maybe not having any more problems. But then I feel like with Love Island, I'm the opposite. Like, I watch it. I get annoyed about these things, like Hayley not knowing about Brexit and... lots of other things.
One tweet I saw yesterday was people were quite annoyed because one of them had cleaned their teeth and then drank champagne immediately after. Oh. That seemed to grate with a lot of people, and I have to agree.
Yeah, there's lots of things I think, oh, but I just think I watch it for the entertainment value and that's where I leave it.
Yeah, I know, that's what I wanted to. And by the end of it, I'd gotten into it. And then I was hoping we're going to have this conversation sooner rather than later. Jack is away working for 3 weeks. Let's see what happens at the end of the 3 weeks. That's all I'm saying.
I feel like I just get so suckered into it. Like, I have to have a debrief after watching every episode. Like, last night I was home alone watching it and I had to phone my dad to have a discussion about it because I was so like...
What's Daryl thinking?
Oh, Daryl loves it. Did you see him tweeting last night?
No.
He was on fire. People were like whooping and hollering for Daryl because he was getting so into it.
I mean, it's not like The Nation... Oh, that's the problem, like, everybody watches it. And the thing is, it's not like everybody's, like, clapping and cheering their actions all the time. So it does make me kind of have a bit of faith in humanity that they're questioning the morals and going, well, you know, that person acted like a complete arsehole. I've already said arse in this episode, so it's going to be explicit lyrics.
Lyrics,
yeah, because I'm just singing away. Yeah, so that's kind of good because everyone's like analysing it, and I guess in that way there's like issues being brought to the surface that wouldn't normally, but maybe I just need to chill out.
I think that, Charlotte. I think I need to chill out. I don't know, I feel like it does touch on a lot of things, and even people like Alex, who is the doctor that I bloody love.
Oh my God, I mean, I only watched one episode. I love Alex. See, I'm addicted.
See, that thing, my favourite tweet was the fact that people said he's like the NHS. Disrespected and
undervalued.
And I think that's... And then I think about like people like him and I think... there's a lot of underlying good messages as well.
Yeah, I will be interested to see where they take it because...
I mean, look at Camilla last year. She was like teaching people about feminism. She was like... I don't know. I just think that was a lot of good things. I mean, there is a lot of issues when it comes to body diversity with it, and there's things that I think can have negative implications, but I just... Oh, it's such...
You love it. You're addicted. I know you are.
I can't even say it's a guilty pleasure because I just find it pleasurable. There's no guilt.
So there were my thoughts.
It's going to be the same every week.
Yeah, no. Well,
I vow for it to not be a promise.
Well, that was the other thing. I was like, 7 hours a week. I don't watch telly for 7 hours a week, and I can't just spend 7 hours watching Love Island. So maybe you watch it, and for the sake of the podcast, I'll watch some other stuff.
Okay, maybe I'll just, every week, I'll just be like, quickly, guys, oh my God, yeah, I can't believe it. And then I'll just do like a 60-second roundup of Love Island every week.
Maybe that can be your thing. We'll get you a little jingle.
I'll do 60 seconds of Love Island every week, and that'll be it. And I'll promise I won't talk about it again.
Well, I'll see how I get on. But okay. I don't know. Just, I watched the first episode and there was a lot. Oh, look,
sorry, I can't.
That's your 60 seconds done. I'm okay, moving on. Right. I'm moving on. I went to the cinema.
Rosie doing it for the girls. What did you see?
I saw you. I heard you. First of all, me and Jack went to the cinema. Jack and I. I don't want an email about grammar, but one might be quite beneficial because I really don't understand it. Anyway, me and Jack went to the cinema and we went to see separate films.
Oh, I love this. My dad and mum actually commented on this because I thought this was genius.
So Saturday night, mum calls me up at 5:30 and she's like, do you want a babysitter tonight? And me and Jack are like, do we want to go out? Are we too tired? And we were like, no, we're going out. So we checked what was on at the cinema. Neither of us wanted to see the same film. However, the film that I wanted to see and the film that Jack wanted to see were on within a 10-minute difference.
Perfect.
So he went to see Solo, one of the...
Oh, yeah, Joe saw that last night. That's why I stayed in one job. I watched Love Island.
One of the millions of Star Wars films that are out. And sorry, that was really patronising, but seriously, there's just too many. And then I went to see The Book Club, which we previously spoke about.
Was it good?
I had the time of my life.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to have to try and see.
First of all, I got a cup of tea from the kiosk. I always go to the cinema with a cup of tea and a bit of chocolate. And always wear some comfy clothes as well.
Oh yeah,
but
I have to layer when I go to
yeah
the
because
cinema.
Do you know what, some cinemas are very cold
because they're listed, some of them.
Oh,
I've been to a couple of cinemas, they've been listed buildings, so it's quite chilly.
The analysis of the cinema and how cold it is. I love that you've done some research.
Oh yeah, the other day it was obviously a very hot day in the UK. I was in like shorts in the top and I was like, bad.
I do always take with me, I ideally don't like to go in sandals because sometimes the aircon's too much. I like to take a cardigan so that it can be used as a cardigan or a blanket.
You have to dress for an aeroplane in the cinema.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, that's so true. Yeah, cinema dressing is similar to going on an aeroplane. Like, got to be equipped
bed
for
socks.
Yeah.
Potentially a scarf.
I've definitely got in loungewear before.
But never an eye mask.
I've only fallen asleep in the cinema twice. But I went to see Book Club, so it's got Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, Candice Bergen and Mary Steenburgen. A lot of ins then. And it was brilliant. I mean, again, there was a few things wrong with it in the fact that it was all centred around romance by the time in my life.
That's the film, it's a genre.
Yeah, I mean, it was a rom-com genre, so...
But then I feel like that's the thing, like, you're coming at it from the point that I come at Love Island.
Maybe I just analyse too much.
But that's the thing, we could easily look at Book Club and be like, well, let's look at the actresses, let's look at this.
But maybe as I said to you, maybe in life, we just can't enjoy anything anymore because we constantly have to...
Analyse.
Yeah, analyse and make sure we're ticking all the boxes.
And I feel like that is useful in a lot of instances, I really, really do. But I think sometimes you just have to take things at face value.
Yeah, you love Love Island, and I love the Book Club.
And I'm going to love the Book Club. I just want you to love Love Island.
I kind of do, but I'm just not ready to admit it to myself. But oh my goodness. So there was a scene where Diane Keaton is wearing a cream linen suit with a Breton striped top. And then she's got this scarf around her neck. And then she steps into a vintage cream Mercedes. And it, for me, life goals.
Oh my God, that's...
She's sensational.
I mean, I did buy a cream linen suit this week, so...
I'm pretty jealous. We'll talk about that in a bit. We'll get onto that. But yeah, it was really good. The great thing about Book Club was the amount of buffets that they prepared. They were constantly, so basically the premise is...
Is that an American thing?
What, a buffet?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Maybe an American listener can let us know if there's just constantly platters of like really great food in America everywhere you go. But they get together once a month for the Book Club, and they have been doing for like decades. And I just wanted to drink wine and have like many a smorgasbord because the food was exceptional.
Maybe we should start Book Club. Maybe the group's got too much going on.
Yeah, you tried Chihon in this the other week. I'm not going for
my neighbour. My neighbour actually got me a book for my birthday, and she said it was recommended at her book club, and I was like,
it is quite nice. I would quite like a book club, but I'd like an in real life one, just like they have on the book club. But it was great. It was older women discussing sex, which I just thought was brilliant. And there was a lot of innuendos and smutty references, which had me howling.
Right up my street.
Yeah, right up my street. And I thoroughly enjoyed myself. Mm. So yeah, and then Jack enjoyed his film, and I just had to wait for him in the lobby for 20 minutes. And every single member of staff was like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, just waiting for my boyfriend. He went to see another film.
Oh my God, what did they think of that?
I don't know. Surely that must happen more often than not.
I've never heard of it happening, but I think it's something that we should definitely introduce.
I would thoroughly recommend it. I had a great night. Jack had a great night. You don't talk to each other in the cinema anyway. And we both
don't
told each other...
in general.
Yeah, that is true. It's been nearly 10 years. We've run out of conversation. And that's all I've been watching, actually. Me and Jack are, dare I say it, watching Friends again.
Oh, that's something I've not done yet.
Have you not been back and watched it?
No, I don't. I've done it once. I've watched like most episodes because they've been on Comedy Central, but I've never sat and watched all of them.
Well, we're on series 9, which we feel like we can't really remember, so we're quite enjoying it. There was one the other day and I swore I'd not seen it before, but I just think that's how bad my memory is. But only 2 days till Queer Eye comes out again, so maybe I won't be watching the violin because I've got to squeeze the whole series of Queer Eye in before next week.
The World Cup is starting, isn't it?
We've got the wall chart up.
Oh my God, Joe's been walking around saying to me, give me a team and I'll tell you about them. Offer me a day and I'll tell you who's playing. And I'm like, I really don't want to actually.
Have you not tested his knowledge?
Oh, I've had to. There's been no other
conversation. Is he good?
Oh yeah, he knows everything.
Jack's listened to so many podcasts about football.
Oh, so's Joe. He's watching like every old World Cup thing back. And I'm just like, the only thing I know is Three Lions, which I'm really excited to sing.
I have that on cassette somewhere.
It's cut.
Maybe I would happily do a rendition of that. Maybe next week.
When I was in New Zealand earlier this year, I sang that endlessly on a road trip. And people were like, oh my God, you are such a bug.
How many people were with you?
About six.
Wow.
Two of which were new to me that week. Very weak.
Yeah, I'm sure you made loads of new friends.
We are not in touch anymore.
Yeah, I can imagine. Any other Teddy Talk business?
No, that is it for me. Just Love Island.
Just Love
Island. In fairness, that's more than I normally watch in a week.
I'm done. I just went to watch the book club and continually watching Friends because I like it.
I did play a game of Friends themed Heads Up.
Oh, how does that work?
Have you ever played Heads Up?
I don't think so.
It's the app on the phone.
Oh yeah, the phone gets really hot, doesn't it? Yeah. Really hot.
Yes, yeah, so they've got a Friends themed one. And did it, I didn't know much.
Oh, did you not?
I knew more than I thought, considering I've not watched all of
them. What kind of questions?
Just like references that, or like name, and you have to describe that thing.
Okay, can we please play this on the podcast?
Let's play it. Okay.
Not right now.
Not right now.
Agreed.
Anyway, let's move on to shopping.
So what have you been shopping this week, Liv?
Well, do you know what? I realised I hadn't done a lot of shopping in the last few weeks because I was in a bit of a YouTube rut, which is a separate thing, and I shan't talk about it here. But I was like, oh, maybe I'll film like a video about clothes I've got new in my wardrobe, because I think there is that pressure online.
I think that post, let's talk about the post you wrote, because I thought that was quite a nice theme about, you know, does blogging kind of pressure you into buying new clothes?
I think it definitely does. I feel like there's very much, especially from a perspective of someone who is a blogger, I think there is a lot of pressure to be shopping new all the time, and I don't know, I think sometimes the people that do well are the people that are sharing new things and what you can buy, and I think that's good to an extent, but I think there is, like, you don't have to be buying all the time. I hadn't really bought anything in a really long time, and I was like, oh, I can't really do one of those videos because I'm not anything new to share. And then I was like, isn't that a weird thing that I was kind of like, oh, I felt a bit, like, annoyed at myself. Mm. And then I was like, Liv, you're being an idiot. And then it's kind of almost putting the consumer before creativity sometimes. I think that we're so governed by sharing the new. We forget we're surrounded by stuff already.
Yeah, but being content with what you've got. I think I was talking to you about, the cardigan that I bought and how what a thrill it gave me to save up.
Yeah, and I mean, I love shopping more as much as the next person.
I mean, that is the unique bond. Well, not hardly unique, but that is a strong bond that holds this friendship together.
Oh, I'd like to think that's more than that. But I feel like I don't want to be someone that's like, oh, you should be shopping less. But because I love shopping as much as the next person. Like, big shopper over here. But I think it's almost recognising that and then sometimes saying you don't have to. Mm. If you feel like you've got enough, probably have.
Yeah, walk away.
That's fine.
However, saying that, what have you been buying?
So this week, obviously, a lot of the sales started.
Man, they all came at once.
They did, and I didn't know. I'm like, I'm very out of tune as to when sales are starting.
I know. You know when people go outside, well, this is also me, it's going to rain. I know. It's like the sales are coming, I can feel it.
So I hadn't bought anything in a while, but there were a few things that were on my like, oh, if that's reduced, I might buy that. One thing was wedding related.
Oh.
And it is a suit, which I haven't tried on yet. Might be useful. I had a bit. Do you have one of those ideas?
Is this your Diane Keaton suit?
Yeah, so I did get that. I'm not going to disclose too much more because I think that's a surprise element.
Yeah, it was reduced, that's all you're going
to
say.
It was reduced, and I also treated myself to some earrings, some Simone Roche
earrings. Oh, did you buy the earrings?
I did.
They were nice.
They were gorgeous. I am really partial to a hoop earring.
I was about to say, so am I, but I've got none in.
It's the only earring I ever wear is a gold hoop, and that's what they were. They were like little scalloped edge ones. And
it was just kind of my two favourite things put together.
Oh, they were beautiful. And I love, love, love Simone Roche, but can never afford anything.
Yeah, we won't be wearing a dress anytime soon.
I know. And I love that she does really cool hair clips. But again, they're hair clips. Again, I don't wear hair clips. And again, they're expensive. But these earrings, I thought, I wear hoop earrings every single day. Mm. And
price per wear.
Yeah, and I thought I will be wearing them. And I bought those as a treat. I also then, after that, I found myself on Anthropology.
I found with the sales you have to just check all the things that you had your eye on just to check they're not in the sale.
This is why it's quite good actually having like a little shop on your blog. Like I have a blog shop and I save everything I really like into it, And then whenever sale time comes around, I just go on there, see if anything's reduced. I'm like, well, I like it, or it's been there for months. And that's my way of checking and then not getting distracted. Because I think otherwise you find yourself surfing the sales. And
you can get roped in so easily.
Oh, and then you lose hours, and then you get a guilt. And you're like, why am I doing this? I don't need anything. And then you're like, but I've just waited. But then almost the guilt of spending so much time browsing the sales makes you need to buy something.
Do you ever think that we just made basically just chill out?
Yeah, basically just chill.
Did you get from Anthropology?
Okay, so I'll tell you. I bought a dress that I had seen in a lot of places. And
oh, yes, she's so nice.
It's a white, short-sleeved, spotty wrap dress. And I'm glad I got it now because it does say sold out. So I shan't tease.
That's so you.
But I just thought that it was just a midi dress. I'll wear it with trainers.
What was the reduction? How much?
Oh, no, it wasn't reduced.
Oh, well, I mean, fine.
She wasn't reduced.
Price per wear again. I'm just going to keep saying it.
And then I did buy a top as well. This top.
How would one describe this?
It's got like fluted, like, not fluted, incorrect, short, like...
Well, they call them flutter sleeves. Let's go with that.
And it's almost like, how would you better describe it?
Well, it's just a boho blouse. It's just a boho blouse. I've already undermined it, haven't I?
Yep.
Short-sleeved, kind of angel sleeves, cream chiffon with a navy...
spotty kind of round shape print.
Yeah, we should...
We should put some images, actually, on Acast. If you're listening on Acast, we can put images in.
And we shall.
And we shall put images in. I bought those two things.
Little Anthropology haul there.
I know.
The only kind of Anthropology haul, small ones.
That's what I've been buying. Me going on my rant about not shopping and then being like, well, I just got all the little cheeky things.
I love the way you just turned it as well. So, yeah, I don't really want to buy some stuff. And this is what I've been buying this week.
I mean, we're all like it, though.
I know, but, you know.
We're all the same. What have you been buying?
Well, I hit the sales. I didn't hit them. I just checked. There were three things that I were watching. There was some...
I like that.
Loafla?
Oh, yeah.
Loafla Randall sandals.
I like hearing Loafla Randall sandals.
They unfortunately had sold out in my size by the time I got to them in sale. Absolutely fuming, but that's fine. And then the other thing was an Alexa Chung dress on Net-a-Porter. Mm-hmm. It's polka dot, got cap sleeves. It's fitted round the chest, and then it's just all the way to the ankles, loose with a scallop trim. I don't know what she's going to look like. I'm not sure. But it was a hefty reduction, and I'd been looking at her all season.
You have been talking about her.
Yeah.
And
it's black with white polka dots. That's a classic.
It won't go out. It won't date.
Hopefully it won't fit. It looked horrendous, and I need to send it back. But hopefully not. The other thing that I have bought is a vintage cream, essentially a wedding dress. I've just kind of figured out that I'm sat here in. Again, that's got short angel.
I thought you were coming quite strong, actually, when you opened the door and I was like, hello.
Put the bouquet down. But it was £20. I'm thrilled with it. And as you said, it looks very modern.
The fit of it, I was surprised it was vintage, because the way it sits on the shoulders, the shape... It's got like the vintage lace and it's beautiful, but it could equally be new. It's so beautiful.
And it was 20 English pounds for a cream lace maxi dress.
You're laughing.
When I take you past the cathedral later, maybe we can have a little picture.
Oh.
Pretend we're getting married. I bought some clogs as well, but I'm going to have to send them back.
It's like, this is brand new information.
Because they're too cloggy. Because I've got quite big feet, I'm a size 7.5, so I had to buy an 8. They're just so long.
It's a lot of clog.
It's a lot of clog. Like, honestly, Jack's sister was here when I opened them, and I just said to her, I was like, I feel these are too cloggy. And she was like, yeah, I totally know what you mean.
They look like noisy beasts.
They're just, that's too much clog. So I'm really upset. I'm going to have to send them back. I've had this dream about clog for a while, like the kind of full closed toe slip on clog.
They're not practical, are they?
Yeah, and just so much clog. They look like boats. So they're going back. Didn't see that coming, did you?
Have you made a note to say that?
What, they're too cloggy?
No, they look like boats.
They look like boats. No, that came so naturally.
That's so funny.
And the other thing that I bought was a beaded bag from Mango, which also might have to be returned because Liv was here when it arrived. It's a stunner, but my goodness.
She's weighty, isn't she?
So weighty. So I'm undecided, but I really like her.
She's lovely. I need to stop saying she.
Yeah, no, I don't know why I'm doing that.
I feel like I pick it up from you and it needs to go.
One of my really good friends is Glaswegian, and I'm not saying that because she's Glaswegian that she does this, but she refers to everything as he or she.
I think it's nice, but I just, yeah, maybe no.
So yeah, I'm going to give the
it's really heavy.
The bag walk around the house
with different items of varying weights inside.
Yes, I'm going to put a book in and see whether it can. It's too heavy for a train journey or not.
That might send it over the edge. Well, and I think the straps are really delicate.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to. Yeah, I think. So basically, I'm just talking about things I'm returning.
That's fun. That's so entertaining.
I bought one more thing because it's been nearly 2 weeks since we just in case anybody thinks I'm over shopping. I bought a new Hoover called Hetty.
Oh, they're really good.
They're
though.
So good.
They really suck up things.
So our last Hoover we found behind a skip at the recycling centre, and we took it home and chanced that it was going to work because we were in the market for a Hoover. It worked and it lasted 18 months. Anyway, it finally hoovered itself to death, and
no more, please,
no more hair, and so we got a Hetty, and I actually can't believe how good it is. But the last thing I bought that might be of interest to people is a white blouse from Zara. It's only my second Zara purchase of the season.
Oh, I thought you say of all time, and I was like, that is an achievement.
That's a lie.
That would be also a lie.
And I love her. She's like the perfect 70s blouse, like cotton, like puff sleeves, ruffle collar. Delight goes under all my dungarees and thrilled with them.
Can't go wrong.
And that's it really.
Yeah.
I made it sound like it wasn't a lot.
We've been doing a lot of chatter.
Yeah, we've been talking for quite a while about shopping for people that don't shop.
I know, but that's like people that don't watch telly as well, isn't it? There's always going to be someone. You know why you're here. If you don't like it, you can see yourself out. Sorry, I don't mean that. Please stay.
This week's topic is unpopular opinions.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I want to outline this before we start and say we have borrowed this subject from Dolly Alderton. She tweeted about it recently and I just can't stop going on the thread.
Oh,
because
it's divisive, isn't it?
So divisive. So what we mean is things that, you know, you often say and they're just greeted with hostility. Mine, I will start. I think roasts are overrated, and if I never ate one again in this lifetime, I wouldn't be that bothered.
That really surprised me when I knew that, when I found that out about you. I felt like I found something new out.
I do like a roast dinner, but I'm just not that bothered.
What's not to like?
So many things. The problem is there's too many average roasts out there.
I've had too many good roasts. Maybe. I feel like that about shepherd's pie and trifle.
Okay, trifle.
Problematic, really problematic.
Yeah, but to be fair, I feel like a lot of people don't like trifle, so that's fine. Like, I understand, like, if I said I love trifle, because I do, not a boozy trifle, side note, I would expect for a lot of people to be like, oh, don't like trifle.
Yeah.
That's fine. Whereas roast dinners, if you say you don't, it's not that I don't like them, I'm just not that bothered. I'd rather have a bowl of pasta.
Is it like Joe, who said he's not that fussed about tea?
Well, so we put it to the group, and lots of people said they don't like hot drinks. don't like tea or coffee.
That is bizarre.
So that there are more of them out there. What have you got to...
What you got, Dad?
What unpopular opinion have you got? You don't want to be unpopular, do you?
No, I love everything. I have no unpopular opinions. Well, one thing that did keep coming up, should I delve into this already, I don't like alcohol.
Yes. So Alice Porter on the Facebook group said, not enjoying drinking alcohol doesn't make you boring, and not drinking should be just as socially acceptable as drinking regularly is. She is a uni student, so for her, she said it's one of the weirdest things you can do. And then a few people agreed underneath the thread. But I thought it was interesting because, yeah, you don't really drink.
And that's the thing. And I found that has been my unpopular opinion since I was in sick form. And I found it really hard to talk to people about it.
So what happened? I don't mean like, so what happened? But in terms of like...
What went wrong?
Alcohol. Did you try it and you didn't like it? Or I did you... Like, or did you never try it and you're just like, that's not for me?
It's been a bit of both. I feel like when I was growing up, when you go out with people and then I saw so many people drinking to such... I think my parents don't really drink. That's probably one thing. Second thing is that when I was going out and I was a teenager, a lot of people were drinking so much they make themselves quite unwell.
Mm.
And I think that really put me off in a way because I hate being sick.
Yeah.
That's probably a popular opinion.
Number one, I hate being sick.
I hate it more than anything. And I kept seeing people just like drinking, making themselves really unwell. I was like, oh, that does not appeal.
Mm.
And then I think I just didn't love the taste of it. Mm. I thought there's a lot of other things I'd rather drink a lot of.
Chocolate milkshake.
Like Sprite, which I think is the bee's knees, is like, I think I get drunk on Sprite. Like, I just love it so much.
You're quite, in a party situation, or just generally, you're quite crazy and kooky anyway. I don't feel like you need to loosen up.
Yeah, I feel like that's the thing. Because I've always been in situations where everyone else around me has... is like maybe they're drinking to feel a bit like more confident or anything. I think I can almost adapt to that.
Mm.
And I'm quite good at it in the sense that I think, well, no one else is going to care what I'm doing. So I can kind of lose my inhibitions a bit.
Yeah, which I think is great.
And I don't love the taste of it. And I think it's really weird for people sometimes. And I remember reading an article in Company magazine back in the day that was written by Jamila Jamil. And she kind of spoke about... to her not drinking, and I found it so refreshing because no one I knew had ever spoken about it, never read about it, and it was like, you didn't really read a lot of blogs back then, and it was the first thing I read, and I thought, God, like, it's fine to not like it.
Yeah.
And she's kind of compared it to not liking fish, for example, where if you said you like fish, no one would be like, oh, go on, have a try.
Yeah.
But I think when you drink, people are like, go on, I'd love to see you drunk, I'd love to.
And oh, when you don't drink.
Yeah. And I mean,
yeah, people are funny, and people are like, I've gone through periods where I haven't drank, and so has Jack, and people are like, oh, go on. And I think it does make people feel awkward, but it's all on them. It's really nothing to do with you.
Because I remember being at sick form and at uni, and people would be like, what are you drinking? And I just have to lie because I thought, I can't be bothered.
It's easier, yeah.
I cannot be bothered with the egg of being like, well, I don't drink. And I like, I completely understand the curiosity around it. Like, I have no problem saying to someone why. Mm. I have no problem if someone asks. And I'm not going to be like funny about it because I think there's nothing worse than someone that's like, well, I don't have to give you my story. And like, obviously you don't. But I just, it's such a funny one. But that's probably my biggest unpopular.
I think it's a good one.
Theory.
As somebody that was in bed by 11:30 at your birthday party due to too much alcohol, I should probably get in your boat.
And that's the thing, is I have no problem with anyone else doing it, unlike you with a roast.
People can eat roast.
I don't mind.
I do look. The thing is, I do like a roast, but like the thing is, like on a Sunday, me and Jack will never cook a roast dinner ever.
Yeah.
And we would. Both of us would rather have a bowl of pasta than a roast.
I feel like that with Mexican food.
What? You don't like Mexican food? Oh, wow. I mean, maybe that's... Wow, this is so much more unpopular.
I hope I've not offended anybody by saying that.
It's my favourite food.
Or a whole nation.
Interesting.
I feel like when I've had it... I mean, I went to somewhere recently and I did have a really nice experience. I just think sometimes it's a bit busy.
Oh, wow. Wow.
None.
Wow.
I think it's all the salt, like all the...
Oh, that's what I love about it. It's like a party in your mouth. It's like, oh, fireworks.
I think maybe I don't really like spice and I don't like...
No, I don't like spice, but you can do it flavoury.
Creamy sauces either.
Creamy sauces? There's something creamy sauces.
Oh, there's so... All my weird things are going to start coming out on this episode. Like, the I like certain things. I love pasta. Like certain creamy sauces.
Okay, I'm with you. I like cheese. I like macaroni cheese, but sometimes macaroni cheeses are too creamy.
Yeah, and I have to know.
Yeah, or a carbonara is too creamy.
I've never had a carbonara in a restaurant.
Yeah, not for me, because you can't predict how creamy that's going to be.
I've only ever had one mac and cheese outside of my parents' house, because I trust it.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, sometimes, so what were me and Jack talking about?
Fruit salads. Another thing.
Oh, wow. I mean, it's all coming out. What is it about fruit salad?
The wrong fruit all the time.
Oh, melon. People bulk it out with melon.
Melon, pineapple, kiwi. No, apple. No, I don't want that.
What
I
do you want?
Berries.
All right, but that's a summer fruit salad.
I want banana and berries in my fruit salad.
Okay.
Why is there never berry salad?
Okay, for somebody that didn't have a lot of unpopular opinions, you've got quite a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's absolutely fine.
No, I do like Mexican food. I just don't. Maybe burritos. Maybe it's more of a burrito thing.
Like tacos. I could just eat tacos until the end of time.
I have had a taco that I did enjoy.
Okay, well, you and me are going on a Mexican food exploration and we're going to record it the entire time. But that's fine. You they're unpopular opinions. It's
yeah, no, is it? That's why it's unpopular, I suppose.
So I've got some more on the thread on Facebook, and quite a lot of people agree with me on the roast dinner thing, I would like to say. Verity Stevenson doesn't really care about Percy Pigs. Don't really know what to say about that. Jess Drogie doesn't like caramel. When I was younger, I didn't like caramel.
Oh, no, I've always been partial.
Narelle Dancy says she doesn't rate the Beatles, and Kerry Cotton says that she's
the same. I thought you were going to say Kerry Katona. And I was like, I am so excited that she's made it to the group.
No, she hasn't. But we're just going to gloss over that. It's absolutely fine to have a difference of opinion, but,
you know,
don't hurt my religion. there was a bit of beef about Love Island on that, but hopefully we've covered that. A few people don't like Game of Thrones. I've got to agree, too much violence and blood for me.
Oh, that's not my problem with it. My problem is there's just so much going on. Joe's dad was watching it and he had to make like a family tree so he can make sense of all the characters.
Well, fully got out a pen and paper and jotted that down.
Yeah, I think so. I've heard a lot of respect for that.
There's a few people that dislike cheese, and I have come across them before, so I'm not gonna faint. Ellen King doesn't like coriander.
That's very popular. I think it's a taste bud thing.
I used to hate coriander.
Ooh.
A lot's happened to me in old age, I must say. Okay, I can get on board with this one. Nikki V. Faber. I hope that's your middle name, just the letter V, because it's really cool. She doesn't like the idea of going to the Maldives or the Bahamas or a beach holiday. Now,
I'm not totally against that.
I don't like, I'm just going to say anything over 25 degrees is too hot.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, Joe and I, whenever we go on holiday, we have to go somewhere that there's active, like a bit of a city. I don't know. I think I would like to go there.
No, I think as I've got older, especially now I've got Juno, I would definitely like 2 weeks in the Maldives. But I don't want it to be too hot.
Yeah.
I just don't like 30 degree heat.
I don't fare well when it's really hot because I just get a bit sweaty and uncomfortable.
Mm, absolutely. And to be fair,
that's separate abroad though, I think.
I get heat rash and prickly heat, so it actively hurts.
Oh yeah, it hurts being somewhere nice.
I have one more unpopular opinion, and you are really going to disagree with me on this, is I really, really, really dislike soup.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I nearly walked out then, but then I feel like I need to have a discussion about this.
You can't... that's the thing with opinions. You can't just walk out. You have to discuss them.
I know. That's the thing with a lot of things, especially political things. You can't just walk out.
I disagree with you. Slam.
Goodbye. Yeah, I realised that when you came over to record the podcast in the winter, and I was like, oh, I've got a nice chicken soup for you. And you were just like, have you got anything else? And I was like, girl, that's for Marks and Spencer's.
Okay, so you know how you said you like some things, but... You kind of don't like them in certain situations.
Yeah.
I like soup as long as it's homemade. Because shop-bought soup is very peppery.
Would you have had if I'd have made a tomato soup, would you have had it?
Now, to expand on that, I probably wouldn't have had tomato soup because I don't like it.
If I made a chicken soup.
If you'd have made a chicken soup, I would have eaten it. Mm. And I love a French onion soup with the cheesy, like, bread on top.
That's a bit busy.
Oh, she does not like the busy food.
No, can't be too hectic. That's why I love Jamie's Five Ingredients book so much. I'm like, you know exactly what you're getting.
Oh, you see, that's my problem with most foods are there's not enough, like, going on. Very complex, these issues.
But then, yeah, I say that, but I love a curry. So there's lots of things I do love, and it's just, I've got layers to me, you know.
But yeah, this is how you could turn into a diva if you were famous and somebody pandered to your needs.
That's the thing, I've got dietary requirements, but then if you really wanted to know.
Yeah, when people email you, they're like, have you got dietary requirements? No, but here's a list of things that I don't like served at, with each other.
That's the thing, I like seafood, but I wouldn't have a mussel or an oyster.
Would you have a fish pie? Oh, interesting. Jack loves seafood, hates fish pie.
Yeah, I'm a bit more, I feel like fish pie. Would rather have any other pie. Would be bottom of pie.
Okay, here's the thing. I love pie, but don't like pies with a pastry bottom.
Oh, wrong. I'll eat any pie, but if it's got pastry, all encased in pastry.
Yeah, so people say, actually, you don't like pie, you like hot pot, because you just like the filling and then a top.
No, that's not enough.
That is incorrect.
I'm going for a pie. I want pie. I want pastry at all angles. Even better if they're either side of it.
Talking of pastry, not that into a Cornish pasty, and I'll only eat certain sausage rolls.
Yeah, I'm the same with sausage rolls. A Gales one. Maybe it's a snobbery thing, but I think a sausage roll, I'd like to know when the sausage has been sauced.
I'm a sausage snob. I'm from Lincolnshire. Lincolnshire sausages.
I feel like this is becoming more of a theory about our dietary habits.
Oh yeah, this is just making us out to be absolute divas. Yeah. But you know, I'm sure other people are going to say, I know. Right, here's a thing. I've just remembered, I had an unpopular opinion from the age of 4 about jelly and ice cream.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Love jelly, love ice cream. So do you know what I used to do?
Separate bowls. This is where the trifle thing comes in. Sponge, great. What else is in a trifle?
Jelly.
Okay.
Custard.
Great.
Cream.
Great.
Sprinkles.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
But all together, no.
Okay.
Custard and cream are
jelly, great. Fruit, great. Custard, great. Sponge, great. Cream, great. Sprinkles, great. What's not to love? The cheaper the trifle, the better.
What's not to like? That's like shepherd's pie, though.
Oh, my God. Her face when she's talking about shepherd's pie. What is it?
It's like spaghetti bolognese with carrot in. Like, imagine having that and then putting mash over the top of it and serving it with other... Oh, stop. Can't even finish.
So, that episode of Friends where Rachel makes half a shepherd's pie and half a trifle, your worst nightmare.
Disgusting. You couldn't pay me enough. To eat it, that is. Just look at it.
All you have to do is look at it. I'm going to wrap this up because I feel like we've really gone off on one.
Oh, I could carry on. But I don't think people would want
to. I thought you didn't have many unpopular opinions.
I didn't think I did. And now I'm like, I'm literally racking my brain.
Last one. Carpet.
Oh, I like carpet. Carpet. I get why people don't.
So I didn't really want to say this on, you know, because if anybody wanted to like torture me, you would take me to a carpet shop and you would rub the carpets, like the carpet rolls.
Is it a hygiene thing?
No, it's a texture thing.
Do you like my carpet?
Right, don't mind a carpet underfoot, but if you, like...
Carpeted walls.
If you spilt... I've got goose pimples, look. If you spilt something on the carpet and then had to rub that with a cloth, I would have to leave the room.
This is like Joe with certain crisps.
Sorry?
Like, Wotsits. If I'd been eating Wotsits and then handed him something, the texture of Wotsits on my fingers, Joe would be like...
Is it the dust?
Yeah, he'd be out. I'm made starch. He'd be out of there quickly.
Joe doesn't like made starch.
No.
Wow, this has taken such a such a surprising direction.
Yeah, I'm looking now and I'm just thinking all the things in this room that I don't like. There's nothing actually.
I was like, this is a very nicely decorated room with a non-piled rug.
I've noticed. Is that why?
Like, I don't mind it, but you know, I'd just rather not. I'd rather just there wasn't carpet.
Fair enough.
Or like oh, I don't know, I'm literally turning into Elton John now, or a deep aisle. No, but you know, just like, oh, Charlotte only likes white rooms with a deep hard carpet, preferably a wooden floor with a rug.
A deep hard carpet, did you say?
No, a deep pile.
Oh, a deep hard carpet. Sounds a bit dirty.
Yeah, no, I think you misheard there.
I think you'll hear what you want to hear.
Any more theories? There is a thread in the Facebook group. I keep calling them theories. It's not really theories, they're just opinions.
I thought you called it a fairy then.
Okay, you need a hearing aid, and that's a general consensus from me, myself, and I. But yeah, any more thoughts? Find the thread in the Facebook group and
do share your
let it all out.
I know, it's a venting station.
Yeah, we try and generally keep quite a positive tone, but I've really enjoyed everyone having a little bit of moan.
Oh.
And also finding your people. So like, people are like, yeah, I really agree with you, and other people are like, wow.
We are like, not going to gel. But then look at us. We gel, and you don't like a roast.
Or sit. That is my... Right. If you took me for a three-course dinner...
Started with soup.
You gave me a roast, and then you ended with a lemon meringue pie. Oh. I would be fuming.
Oh, that is... What would be my worst thing, I think? What would I start with? Probably like oysters, I wouldn't like.
Oh, I love oysters.
Oysters or something that's like that. then I had a shepherd's pie, which wouldn't go together anyway. Like, they just don't sit well next to each other on a menu, I don't think. And then ended with a trifle. Well, I can hear it turning my stomach already.
What would be your ideal dinner? To leave it on a positive note, because I feel
like... Oh, like our death row meal?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's easy.
She's been thinking about this, people.
Either like a burrata to start, or scallops, maybe like deep fried, or arancini, I think fried, and then...
Anything fried.
Then main would be anything pastry, like a bake. A good pasta bake. Oh, she's rubbing her head. Does she not like a pasta bake?
No. I'm just stressing out about my death row meal now.
A nice pasta bake, I think. And then for pudding, a pudding. I think we go for a nice, a souffle, a pistachio and chocolate souffle.
Wow, she fancy.
She fancy.
Okay, I would have a starter of a seafood platter. I'd want the oysters. I'd want the prawns, salmon.
Lobster.
The lobster. I'd want it all. You can keep your whelks, cockles, wouldn't want those. Potentially mussels, but not really that bothered. Yeah, a bit of white bait. Then for main, you got me with the pasta. Can I have a four-course dinner?
No, let's keep it to three for today.
For today? Because I'm really stuck between like properly made pasta and tacos.
Mm.
Tacos, all the tacos. No, do you know what? I'm just going to have all the tacos. Maybe I could have pasta tacos.
What kind of taco? Oh, pasta tacos.
Fish tacos, chicken tacos. Like.
What kind of fish do you put in a taco?
Or you can put prawns in. Anything that can stand kind of being gently fried that's not going to break apart too easily.
I feel like you need to make me a taco.
I'll make you a taco.
Because I feel like I need to have a great taco experience.
And then for pudding... It's a tricky one, isn't it? It has to be just a really intense chocolate mousse. Oh, do you know what? What are those fancy things where they give you a four plate of desserts, like four desserts?
Oh, like petit fours.
Yeah, I would have that. So I'd basically just have like a bit of brownie, a bit of mousse, some kind of pistachio cream filled eclair, and then a mille feuilles.
I think you've cheated there, because what you've done is you've thought of four desserts and made them small.
Really cross with me.
I think what you've done there is wrong. Anyway, on that wonderful...
Okay, I'm going to start your last meal on Earth thread, and I'm interested to see what the group's going to say.
And next week we have a live episode. Is that right?
Yeah,
we
do.
Yeah, that's right. We are doing an event with three people. And I think we're going to be talking about life lessons.
Yeah, tickets have sold out now, I'm afraid. But it's going to be at their pop-up shop on Redchurch Street. Life lessons and what...
Like advice you've been given, I think, would be a nice topic.
Yeah.
So we might go down that avenue.
It's our first live recording, so...
Do bear with us. It could be...
Well, somebody else is in charge of the sound, not us.
Well, in that case, it might be better than normal. So do stay tuned.
If it all goes completely tits up, then Pete sorry.
Tong.
Yeah.
Peep tongue.
Stop playing with my sharpies.
What do you call it? Peep tongue or peep tongue?
Who's peep tongue? If I didn't know you better, I would say you've been drinking on the train.
Peep tongue. All right, then, this is Midriff. We'll see you next week.
Have a nice week.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.